Hey, what's up? Welcome back to another awesome episode of Life in Our Show podcast. I'm your host, Jason Wojo. We got Peter on the line, Polish Peter officially, if you want to be technical. And listen, we're going to talk about today something really important, man. Like, listen, you know, I just put something out on Facebook recently or across my socials. And it's worth talking about on the podcast because, you know, man, there's so much uncertainty out there, especially in regards to, you know, our income, our ability to make money to put food on the table like this. And by the way, if we zoom out, we have global uncertainty. There's wars going on. We have inflation. We have tariffs. We have all this stuff. But as it comes to our family, this is a big one, right? Like how we're able to generate money. And so check this out, man. Just yesterday, Amazon laid off 14,000 workers. And I did some research here for 2025 layoffs. This is Google, so choose to believe it or not. UPS, 48,000 employees. Microsoft, 16,000. You could go on and on and on. I mean, we're looking at hundreds of thousands, if not even more people, just this year alone, being laid off, being let go. And there's a number of reasons for this, right? And I don't know if we have to get too much into the reasons. But dude, this is something that can absolutely shake someone to their core.
Well, you're full of good news today, aren't you?
I know, we're starting off a good note, man.
Yeah, I mean, think about it this way. I mean, it is happening in all kinds of different industries and everywhere. And the thing is, it's not so much what happens to you, but how you react to it. And I think one of the reasons I wanted to shoot this episode for you guys is, as you're listening, if you are going through life and there are some uncertainties, or, you know, maybe you got laid off right now, you know, what do you do? How do you react to it? How you approach life now? Because now a little bit of that certainty that you've had when it comes to, let's say, the paycheck or whatever it might be, now that kind of disappeared, kind of went away. So I think this is an important topic to discuss. So what are your thoughts about that, Wojo? Like,
well, man, you know, this is one that, like, it's really interesting, man, because, like, I don't know if you remember, man, my first job, you know, quote unquote job outside of, I finished grad school and I was working for the government. And I remember everybody.
Problem number one.
What's that?
Problem number one.
Yeah, right. And everybody that back then was like, man, you got to try to get fired from the government. You got to, like, screw up royally to get be let go, because, like, it's kind of like once you're in, almost like tenure for a professor, for instance. And it's just not true today. And I feel like there's a lot of frustration out there where people feel like they were sold a lie or they went to school forever. And, you know, I mean, dude, pensions are not a thing anymore. Like, you know, back in the day, like our grandparents, you know, they worked their entire, you know, career at a single position, retired, and then they had their pension covered. They got the gold watch, whatever it was, and life was good. And that's just not the case anymore. And so the first thing I would say, you know, the absolute first thing I'd say is, like, you got to let go of expectations of what you expect or what you think you're in. And I don't like using this word entitled, but, like, just because, you know, you got the education, just because you're really good at what you do, just because you moved across the country for your job, like, you got to let go of all of those reasons that are going to harness frustration and make you feel disempowered and vulnerable and pissed off, like, and all these things, because that's just going to cloud your judgment. It's going to cloud your ability to think, like, what is the next step for me and my family? And so that's the very, very, very first thing I think you got to do if something like this happens to you or a loved one, right? Like, you have to, like, I believe you'd have to be like, okay, well, this happened. Yeah, I'm not happy about it, but you got to first, like, let go any of that, you know, thinking of, like, placing blame and stuff, because it's not going to help you. Like, and I'm not saying that, like, you know, corporate America can't be heartless or whatever, but, like, it doesn't matter. Like, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really good point, because one of the things, think about it this way, when you are placing, let's say, the blame, or you're looking at someone else or whatever it might be, you obviously, what you're doing is you're getting disempowered through that conversation, like, that you're giving someone else the power kind of over you, you know what I mean? And listen, to a point I can understand that, because, I mean, I got, you know, when I was 2007-08, I was on a chopping block too when I was working for that architectural company back in the day. I've had, you know, friends in college when literally, you know, we worked for GM or one of the big three, and people during that particular time on Friday afternoon, some guy from HR showed up in their cubicle with a security guard and said in that moment, listen, this is your last day today. Pick up your stuff. And the security guard followed them outside because they were worried that they might do something to the computer system or whatever. So it was literally in the spur of a moment kind of a thing, right? So there might be some shock to it and how you, you know, what's happening in your life. But a lot of it does have something to do with the expectations. And we talked about like how you react to it. So how would you react to it that's making a difference for you? You look like you want to say something.
Well, dude, like you totally reminded me of a conversation I had a buddy that told me the exact same thing. He was in a biotech lab and I met him at the gym that night and he's like, I just got fired today. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, the company's having the weight layoffs. He's like, they literally took me in there. Think, dude, he worked there for over 10 years. Imagine this. Mm-hmm. You worked somewhere for over 10 years and they literally hand you a box and escort you out. Like you can't even have the dignity of like finishing on for, and by the way, I somewhat understand the fears that might happen if you know, someone might mess with something, whatever, I get it. But it's just such an illustration of like how little you're really valued as a contributor and like, but again, like, and you can keep yourself up at night worrying about all this stuff and being mad and angry and frustrated, but nowhere in those emotions are you going to find the solution to what to do next. Unless you remember those emotions and you take them and realize like, hey, I'm never again going to allow myself to be in this situation. And so what are the things that I can do, like the tangible things that I can do to insulate, to secure myself against a future possibility of this reoccurring? And so like, you know, so if you take those emotions, you're like, I never want to feel this way again. Like for instance, dude, when I had all that debt, like, and I remember those, you know, thousands of dollars a month going out to interest payments. I'm like, I never want to feel this again. And so what am I going to do differently? And so I feel like this is like the choice you have to make as to like, what is that next step? And you can either let those, you know, you can either stew in those emotions or you can use them as a springboard, like to really like set yourself up in a way that now you're gonna trade that. And let me also say this, like, I am not saying 100% that you need to go into entrepreneurship or business. Like that's a personal choice. Now, do I think that everyone can become an entrepreneur? Yes, if you want to, like if you really want to, I believe everybody has the capabilities, but not everybody wants to. And to me, I don't feel the same way. Like I'd rather have my own security wrapped up my abilities and versus somebody else's decisions. But that's not. But there's no right or wrong. Like it's what it is for you. It is what it is for you, right? But I think you got to realize like none of this uncertainty is going to go away ever. And in fact, I believe it's going to get worse. If you want to think of it as uncertainty as something bad. Like I'm not even saying it is a long-term bad thing. You know, maybe it's a bad thing short-term because like it disrupts your cash flow and your family. Dude, right now, literally, we're a month into our government shutdown. Our next door neighbor, both of them, it's a couple, they're both government employees. And they're like, yeah, we've kind of put money aside, but, and we're good. But like, there may be people who are not in that same situation. So I understand the short term pain, but it really, I think you do. And this is going to sound like super, like, you know, rosy silver lining thing, but I think it really could be an opportunity for something better if you want it to be.
So yeah, I have a point about this. So listener, if you're in that space right now, I want you to think about something. If you look back at your life, because if you're past, I think, maybe 15, 20 years old, you've probably had some kind of a problem that occurred for you in your life that seemed like a really bad thing. So maybe it was a relationship or whatever it was, right? And it looked like it was a horrible thing. How am I ever going to survive this? And, you know, whatever it might be, right? So now let's consider that for a second. So if you look back into that life at that moment, now that you are where you are at, kind of a thing, was there something good that came out of that particular thing? Because when it comes to that relationship, maybe you avoided being in a relationship with this person who wouldn't have worked out very well for you, right? So the point I'm making is this. If you were to place yourself, let's say 10 years from now, and you look back at this very moment, is there some kind of a silver lining? Is there like a, you know, I say this, you know, every breakdown, there was a breakthrough. Is there something about this that can help you, you know, lessen or whatever it might be that's actually going to help you move forward? Like when I look back in my life, like 2007, 2008, that time when I was working for the architecture business, granted, in that very moment, it was not fun. You know, I actually ended up quitting that because it's a long story kind of thing with my boss, ex-boss kind of thing. But he was about to lay me off, so I just went and quit it. But what ended up, because I went to, you know, take in my own kind of a, I'm the one doing it, are you doing it to me kind of thing. But what ended up happening is if I look back at that time, it was a blessing in disguise. Because I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now if it wasn't for that moment. You know what I mean? So I want you to consider something that there might be a good, powerful lesson, some kind of a blessing in disguise in this that's going to help you move forward. Now, your job, one of the things is to look and see if you can find that blessing right now. Because at some point, you probably end up well finding it. And you can start looking for it now. So that's one thing. Did you have something?
Yeah, dude. I mean, just real tangible examples of this. Like, you know, 99, I was in a motorcycle accident. Was told that I'd never, high chance, I'd never walk again. I'll condense the story. Long story short is I ended up, like, competing in a bodybuilding contest maybe within that year, and you know, running 10 miles and doing all these things because someone had told me something that I refused to accept. And so now the confidence that I've gotten from, like, basically saying, like, you know, screw that, I'm gonna do this, has resulted in me having success in other areas because I built that confidence. You know, me getting a divorce, you getting a divorce, right? Like, there are, as dude, that was one of probably the most painful thing I've ever gone through. And yet now here I am, remarried, beautiful children. So, you know what I mean? Like, or how, even my dad dying when he was young, like, that's had an effect on me to cherish the moments and observe and really appreciate the fleeting nature of life. And like, so all these things that are painful, like, and by the way, in the moment, I get it. You're like, let me stew. Let me like, I'm angry. I'm feeling all this kind of way. I get it. And you're not ready to quite hear it yet, but I will tell you, the quicker that you can realize that those things, like, could be used for good, then the better, you know. And even biblically speaking, you know, it says, like, God uses all things for good. And so that means even those quote unquote bad things. And so, like, I feel like you do have a really big opportunity that may not feel like an opportunity, and you're not ready to see it yet, but, like, to your point, like, it's there.
Yeah, so that's really good point to kind of, like, look for yourself.
Hey, we'll get right back to the episode, but before we do, I want to tell you about something really special. We have an upcoming business builder workshop in Raleigh, North Carolina, my hometown, from November 13th to the 15th. It's a three-day event. It's essentially a three-day MBA. We've actually had people say, I've learned more from 3 days with you guys than I have in 2 years of business school. We unpack from A to Z what it takes to be successful in business from a high level, an armchair, a theoretical approach, but a proven practical in the trenches approach. We talk about sales, we talk about marketing, we talk about business development, we talk about outsourcing, automation, delegation, like managing your money, making sure you have everything in place. Like, it's awesome, dude. Peter co-facilitates these with me. Peter, what would you say to somebody who's thinking about coming out to Business Builder?
Well, if you want to have a business that supports your life, not the other way around, this is the place where we actually sit down and for 3 days create a business that basically supports your life. So you can go on vacations, you can spend time with the family, you can actually do what you were setting out to do. So we'd love to see you there and dig deep into the business and see how it can help you.
And I'll also say this, you know, for those of you who are skeptical, and I realize 3 days is a long time to ask, we have a 100% money back guarantee. You come to the entire event, not the first half of the first day where, you know, you may stay there because you're afraid we're going to cover something good on the second day. Come to the full 3 days. And if it's not worth every single penny you paid to be there, we will gladly refund all of that money right there and then to you. We've never had a single person ask for that back, though, just for your information. So again, November 13th through 15th, the Life in Air Business Builder Workshop. Go to lifeinair.com and register now. Let's get back to the episode.
The other thing I want you to consider is this. let's say, you know, paycheck or whatever got taken away from you, kind of a thing. So you look like something got taken away from you. But what if you could, now that you have this space, because think about it this way, you used to be, you know, 40 hours a week or whatever working for someone else and used to do something else. Now, all of a sudden, those 40 hours got freed up in a way, right? So what could I do that could make a tremendous difference for me and my family? What could I, you know, put into my quote-unquote vision? We talk about vision here all the time. Maybe this would be a good opportunity for you to sit down and write it down, what that vision for life could be for you. Maybe there was something that you always wanted to do, but you couldn't because of what was happening. Maybe you had this idea, like Vojo mentioned earlier about entrepreneurship. I'm not saying, you know, that's an answer for everybody kind of a thing, because I don't know where you're at right now, but maybe it's, maybe you always wanted to be this kind of a company, work for this kind of a company, or you wanted to start something on your own or whatever it might be. This could be an opportunity to sit down and actually start writing that vision for yourself and your life to pour out. And when it comes to, when you write something that's very clear for you, that's empowering you, that's moving you, that's touching you right here, all of a sudden you start to feel like, oh, I want to get this. I want to go after this, you know, and then you start moving and taking different actions, and you don't sit, you know, in a bad place.
Well, you know, I'm thinking of, we have a member in life and his name is Mike, and he's down in Florida. And he was a software guy, had a you know, quote unquote stable, secure job. He had in his vision, he'd created his vision that he was going to leave his job. And I believe, I can't remember the exact time, it was like 2 years or something like that. Well, a couple months later, he was actually let go from his job. And he's like, wow, like I put it in my vision and like it happened a whole lot quicker than I thought it would. But he's like, and this is, admittedly, this is a few months later that we had this discussion, and he just realized, like, man, I should have done this on my own, but like maybe I just needed that Band-Aid pulled off, right? Like I wasn't gonna pull the Band-Aid off, but when it got pulled off, like I did what I had to do to make ends meet, because now that little bit of pressure, like for him, he chose to harness that rather than let it, you know, make him curl up in a ball. And like he's like, and that's your choice. Like I think the way people handle pressure is like really within our control to some extent. Like, and it's not natural for everybody, and some people kind of freeze up. But like, I think like the better you're able to handle these kinds of things, the more effective you'll be, and the better, you know, choices you'll make as you move forward. And so like he just was kind of thrust into the fire, and he came out, you know, on the other side.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, you know, in fact, I have a student in one of my groups too that kind of went through something. He was about to retire. He's like, you know, in the next couple of years, I'll retire. He put in his vision and what he's going to do and how he's going to live his life and, you know, then how he's going to enjoy life. And literally less than 3 months later, he got, you know, they were doing severances.
Write it down unless you really want it.
Yeah. But the thing is, think about it this way. A lot of this, we don't see how powerful we humans are, right? Think about some of the things that we had to go through life, and now we came out on the other side. We may not have seen, like, you know, in that moment, like, how am I ever going to get through this? How am I going to actually make this happen? And those periods, I think, grow you the most. And those periods help you the most. And those periods actually, you know, strengthen you the most, kind of a thing. So if you were to approach it with that kind of an attitude and you sit down and write those things down, all of a sudden you start looking for, okay, what do I need to do in order to grow? Maybe now I need to start making those phone calls that I've been avoiding, to make those phone calls to connect with different people. I've been meaning to call this person to, you know, maybe move into that company because I've been talking to them for a while and I've been kind of like sitting on the sidelines and not really saying because I've had this job. Maybe I have, you know, I was thinking about starting this company because me and my buddy were talking about starting this company for a while and we never could have because we didn't have time or whatever it might be. And now here's the opportunity, right?
Well, dude,
so, yeah.
The safe choice is never the safe choice. Like that's the irony. That's the illusion. Like you think you're safe, like, you know, you could apply this to anything. You know, I really believe, like, you know, you have to become more like, I believe you have to become more resilient, more self-reliant than putting yourself at the mercy of like other things, as much as you're able to. Like, don't, you know, Dave Ramsey's talked about this. He said, you know, people will complain like, oh, they let me go, or I had a heart attack, or oh, whatever. And he's like, yeah, but you know, you were 60 pounds overweight. Yeah, but you kind of were slacking off at the office, and you kind of saw the signs coming, and you chose to ignore them. You know, he calls it like, yeah, you know, people that complain they were hit by a car, but he's like, yeah, you were standing in the middle of the road. Like, so like, what are we doing, like, in terms of our agency, in terms of like setting ourselves up to insulate ourselves from any potential? And by the way, yes, insane things happen. Like, you can't control if you get sick in some cases. You can't control, like, I get it. If your house floods, like in some crazy storm, right? Like, I know, I get it. And yet, I think you'd still be better off by, like, not, you know, getting stuck in it and just figuring, okay, now, all right, what do we do? Here we are. What do we do?
Yeah. And one thing that I've learned in my life is there is literally nothing that I can control. Nothing. Like, there's nothing within my control. So if I finally agree to that, like, discover that, like, this is the case, then think about it. It gives me a whole bunch of freedom in life that nothing's going to start to control me, right? Whether we're trying to control, you know, whatever, the kids, or, you know, how somebody does, or what they do or they don't do, or whatever it might be.
And, well, unpack that a little bit, man. Like, when you say you can't control anything, like, what is that exactly? Can you control yourself, your decisions, your choices?
Well, yeah, you can, you know, how you react to certain things. You know, so here's the other thing about the control thing. It's control and the certainty. There's nothing certain in life, right? Because those are like two close cousins kind of in that way. So what's there certain about life? Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the only thing that's certain about life is death. At some point, we are going to die. That statistics, I think, on that are pretty strong, you know? But the thing is, outside of that certainty and control, there is nothing really that, if you kind of start looking from that perspective, think about it this way. You're dealing with your kids, and the kid now all of a sudden is sassing you or whatever. They walk away. Or are you controlling them? No. Maybe you know, get certain way of parenting and you feel like you have, but are you really? Because later on in years, you find out that you never really had the control kind of thing, right? Or whatever it might be. So when you start to see that, all of a sudden you start, okay, what is the vision? Because think about it this way. What do we do in life on there? When we tell people, when they're writing their vision, the Gear Life Getaways, we say, you write down the vision what you want. You cannot control. We can say what, you know, like me and my wife are going on vacations, you know, all the time. Well, if your wife doesn't ever want to go, leave the house, I mean, you're going to make her kind of a thing. But when you start to write down the vision for you yourself, all of a sudden you start to act and do certain things that you know the best in that very moment to go after. Yeah. But you have some kind of a clear role, clear direction where I'm going with that.
Yep. No, man, 1,000%. Like, and you're the only one who can steer your ship. And you can't influence the waves, the storms, the, you know, the wind, any of that stuff. You can, and this is totally cliche, and you can only adjust your sails and the rudder, right? Like, and so, you know, and this all comes down to mindset. There's nothing inherently. It doesn't matter how much money, how good. It doesn't matter what you would look like physically, or where you're from, or how old you are, or like whether you come from money or not. It's just like, how do you think through these things and how do you process these kinds of situations and make the best decisions possible and move forward? Like, it's like a, you know, how much do you let this throw you off course? How long do you allow yourself to be off course? And then what can you do in the future to allow yourself to be thrown off course? Like, all of these things, like, really kind of like, and this echoes a little bit of stoicism, but at the same time, like, it's a very practical application of like how the way you think and what you do can really like move you to that next stage or keep you stuck, you know?
Yeah. I want to say one last thing. Interesting. You brought up stoicism. What? All right. But so here's the thing. If you really think about this in your life, at some point, you made a decision or choice that said enough is enough. Whatever it was, especially it was like a bad, you were in a bad place, right? If I look back in my own life, let's say the divorce or whatever, at some point I made the decision enough is enough. I'm going to start doing it and whatever it might be, right? So there came a moment for you that you, it might seem like because of something outside happened, I'm going to say enough is enough. But you yourself made that decision, that choice in that very moment to say enough is enough. And I start doing something else. So if that's the case, what's the difference? It's the timeline, how long it took you to get there, right? Now, if that's the case that you made a decision, guess what? You can make the decision at any time. You can make the decision right now that enough is enough. And I'm going to take and I'm going to write this vision. I'm going to go after this. I'm going to, you know, now I got 40 hours freed up and I'm going to go full out and I'm going to do whatever it takes to make this work. Right? You can make the decision at that very moment. So I want you to think about that as you're listening to it. Because what I, you know, either we lost a whole bunch of people on this podcast because they're like, you know, you two are nuts, you know, or something is ringing true for people right now and they're listening to it and say, listen, they're right. I appreciate that candid kind of a conversation and let me put this down on paper. What is it that I want my life to look like? And for me and my family, right? And write this vision down right now. And you go after that and then you start thinking the first step and then the next step and the next step and the next step. And you might be surprised what ends up happening because think about it this way. If you really look at this, some of the biggest companies that we know right now started during some kind of a crisis. Coincidence? I'm not sure if that's a coincidence, right? But if you look from that perspective, you might have something that you are capable of creating, starting, whether it's entrepreneurship or some kind of idea that you had or partnership or whatever it might be, that you can choose to do right now. Don't let the world define who you are. You define who you are, how you go up and show up in the life.
Yep, love it. Well, listen, if you guys enjoyed this, please leave us a review. Or share this with somebody who maybe has experienced some turmoil or some uncertainty in their life or their work career, and they need a little encouragement to move forward and take that next step. We will see you next week, everyone. Take care.